The Movie Hour, episode 163. December 22nd, 2011.
Welcome to the Family Feud.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our annual Richard Dawson's Family Feud Movie Hour. I'm Greg Maloney, and I am not your host for this evening's show. It's this afternoon's show. It's a special show today. We have lots to do and a little time to do it. So let me just say that we have a very, very special show for you tonight. And I wanted to thank you guys so much for being a part of it. And thank you guys, everyone here and everyone for listening. It's been a fantastic year. And without further ado, I'm just going to hand it over to our show's host for today, my brother James.
Welcome, everybody. This is our fourth annual Family Feud episode. We'll be doing this one the same way we were doing the other one. So if you were here last time or 2 times ago or 3 times ago, it's the same rules.
Does that mean I automatically win or do we have to even play it?
You do have Lisa on your team, too, and I think she's undefeated, too. That's pretty weighted. So we've got 10 live contestants. We split them into 2 teams of 5. We have Team Ewing and Team Huxtable. We were starting with Team Ewing. There's no face-off in the beginning like normal Family Feud. We'll just start one team with the category. I do have lots of extra categories, so I will allow one pass per contestant if they want to try a different topic, but then you have to take that topic. If everyone does it, there's a chance we run out of topics, but then I'll just recycle them or whatever. Anyway, some of these questions will be factual, but most of them will be polls, like surveys, like the actual Family Feud. So beware of that. And other than that, use your chat windows for cracking jokes behind people's backs. Each team has their own chat window, and share answers only on your attempt to steal only. And don't use the internet. Anyway, so let's get going.
Wait a minute. I always use the internet for quizzes, and you're telling me now I can't use it.
All right.
I'm sorry. The Huxtables weren't listening because we've been fucking around in our chat. Can you go over that again?
You can do it the playback later. All right. So Team Ewing will be starting. I've randomly put the questions in order already. So your first topic is a factual topic. And we are looking for the top grossing Christmas movies of all time. Do you wish to play or pass?
Do you guys want to play this? We want to play this. I do see comments about my other comment. All right. Top grossing Christmas movies. Okay.
Correct.
Does that have to be released on Christmas or it's about Christmas? That's my
first. It's about Christmas.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're gonna play, James. We're gonna play.
Okay. So, Greg, why don't you start us off? Top grossing Christmas movies.
Well, first, James, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. And I do want to introduce my magnificent family that's here today. Came all the way. A couple people came from Australia, but a couple from Alaska as well. It's been a long trip, and we're here to win. I do have next to me this is my lovely sister, Karen Ewing. She's my favorite person in the world. She actually is the reason I'm here today. God bless her. And she's actually a very big part of our lives. And of course, next to her, we have my brother-in-law Dave and my sister Katie, who are both. Is it brain surgery that you guys both do? I think they're both brain surgeons. I'm not completely sure.
Not only on each other.
I can't ignore. And of course, next to that, we have my cousin Matt, who's a fantastic person, a very, very special part of our family, and he's pretty much our shoo-in. Actually, he's our ringer. So you're gonna see a lot from him today. And he said elf. I don't know what that is. Oh wait, never mind. I do know what that is. Because that's my answer for my number one pick for top grossing Christmas movies. I'm gonna throw that out since I just read it aloud. I will say elf.
All right, checking the boards for Elf. Show me Elf.
Yes!
Oh, I knew it! I always forget to do this. There is the top 7 answers on the board.
And we got?
And that was number 3.
All right, number 3. Awesome. Top grossing. Okay. Can we get a number? Can we hear the number? No. Never mind. I don't want to know it.
What do you mean?
Like how much it made. But I'm
15 points. It's worth 15.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, so moving on to Karen. Karen, yeah? Top grossing Christmas movies.
I'm going to go with The Santa Claus.
Ooh. The Santa Claus. Show me The Santa Claus.
What?
Yes, Santa Claus is number 4 for 12 points.
1 and 2 still on the board.
Okay, moving down the list to Davey. Davey, top grossing Christmas movies?
Polar Express.
Interesting.
Show me Polar Express.
Oh, I can hear it. Oh, there it is.
That was number two, 16 points.
Missing number one still.
There's four left on the board. Moving down to Katie. Katie, top grossing Christmas movies.
I'm going to go with the new Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey.
Show me Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol.
Wow.
Yes, that is on the list at number six for 12 points. Okay, moving down to Matt.
So number one and number seven are still on the board?
And five, yes. One, five, and seven.
One, five, and seven. I threw out my ringer answer already. I'm waiting for my team to fill me in here, but yeah, we're collectively drawing a blank.
Jim, let Rogi know what the rules are. Will you?
Right, I was supposed to share answers when stealing.
Gotcha.
I'm typing into the Google. It's not helping me out.
Okay, so this is one I came up with by myself. What's the Grinch one with Jim Carrey? Is it just the Grinch? Or was it?
Yes, that's good enough. Okay, show me Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Number one answer on the board.
Sensing a pattern here with Jim Carrey doing fantastic movies.
Okay, back to you, Greg.
Jesus, this is
two left, number five and number seven.
I did just watch Gremlins, but I just don't think it made it on the board.
Why wouldn't you? You answer it for every other goddamn question. Hey, Greg, what do you want for lunch today? I don't know, Gremlins?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Need an answer?
Is this in theaters?
Yes, this is only box office. We don't do DVD.
That's we're sale. Stalling.
Just want to make sure. I have no idea. Jingle All the Way. Jingle.
No. Oh, sorry.
Jingle All the Way was getting bandied about my team's chat.
Okay, moving on to Karen.
I'm going with Santa Claus Part 2.
Show me Santa Claus Part 2.
The world loves secrets.
Number five. Number seven is the last one on the board. Davey, top grossing Christmas movies.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of one. I'll go with Jingle All the Way. Might as well throw in an early one.
Oh, sorry. All right, moving down to Katie.
This is it.
Yes, get ready to steal, Team Huxtable, if she doesn't get this.
Green home, Katie.
Santa Claus 3.
Show me Santa Claus 3. Oh, it is not on there. Huxtable?
Oh, no.
What do you got over there?
All right. Yeah, my entire team came through with a resounding earnest... Just kidding. Die Hard.
Ooh. Show me Die Hard.
Yes!
That's not considered a Christmas movie. I'm trying it again.
Why is that not considered a Christmas movie?
Because it's not about Christmas. This is about Christmas.
We've decided that this is bullshit. We get the points already. This is
Prancer.
No, I'm sorry. All right. Let's see what number seven was. Four Christmases.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Four Christmases. All right, so I believe that is a whopping...
So where were you on that one?
Female contention. All right, I believe that gives us 90 points for Team One. Sorry, Team Ewing. All right, now it'll be the Huxtables' turn to field a question. Jeff, Huxtables. Why don't you introduce me to the family?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to start off with me, Cliffy Huxtable. I'm a doctor. And my lovely wife, trophy wife, Raisa, will be coming up immediately following me, followed by a good friend of the family, not trophy friend, regular friend, Josh Dill. And also friend of the family, trophy friend, though. we've got Maloney, LC Maloney. I'm not sure who that is. our friend Lisa. And then finally,
cut out.
Everyone's favorite punching bag, John Cadd.
That'll work.
Very well. All right. So your topic, should you choose to accept it, is this is a poll question. What is your favorite 1970s film that made the IMDb top 250? Would you like to play?
Wait, is it what is my favorite?
What is the poll, you know, the survey
people? The pollers. Oh, yes. Wow. 1970s film that made the IMDb
top 250.
I think, our team, I think my team wants to pass on that. We're passing on that.
Okay. Moving to the next one. Okay. So this is your new question and you have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
This is another survey question. What are the surveyor's favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger starring roles?
Oh my God, jackpot!
Great.
So, Jeff, why don't you start us off?
Terminator. Hey, wait, do I have to tell you? Because you played the same. Should I say Terminator
2? It is specific. You need to be specific.
Okay, I'm going
to
start with Terminator 2.
Okay, show me Terminator 2. That is the number one answer on the board.
How many answers were there? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that. Six answers are on the board. Top six.
Okay.
Okay. So moving down to Raisa. Raisa?
Do I have to name him by name or can I name the movie?
You can give me the movie. You can give me the movie.
Kindergarten Cop.
Okay. Show me
Beautiful.
Kindergarten Cop. Number five on the list for Arnie. Okay. Moving down to Josh. Josh looking for Arnie film.
Mm. This is such a volatile category because Arnie has so many good movies.
Yeah. T2 to Kindergarten Cop already.
Oh, I'm going to say Total Recall.
Show me Total Recall. Makes the list at number six.
Excellent.
Okay, Lisa's turn. Lisa, what you got for Arnie roles?
Can you tell me the question one more time? It's like, is top grossing?
No, just people's favorites for his roles.
Oh, how about, oh goodness, we'll do Predator.
Good
Show
answer.
Show me Predator. Number four.
Excellent.
Okay, going on to John. John, we're looking for people's favorite Arnie roles.
Okay, he is very versatile, as Josh just claimed, so I'm going to have to go with True Lies.
Nice.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Show me True Lies. Number three.
Wow.
Okay, that leaves one left. So we're back to Jeff. Jeff, what do you think? People's favorite Arnie roles.
Commando.
Show me Commando. Nope, sorry. Commando was not on there.
I failed you, family.
Moving on to Raisa. Raisa?
I don't know any other movies.
That's okay.
Do I just get the X?
I'm trying to play it like a couple seconds earlier, but it doesn't.
Can you just give it to me?
Just put me out of my misery. Okay, so moving on to Josh.
So we would consider Terminator 2 and Terminator 1 different movies, right? That would be separate answers. Okay, then I would say the first Terminator movie.
That is correct.
Of course it's correct. Yeah.
So we swept the board?
Yes. I think that's the first time.
Way to go, Huxtables.
First time in Family Feud history, I think.
High five.
No way. That's the first time in Family Feud history.
I think so.
We're going to have to check that.
In this group? Yeah.
All right. That was worth X amount of points. I don't have it totaled yet. Do so shortly.
Okay.
Should be 100, shouldn't it?
No, there's a lot of small percentiles that don't make the list. So.
You obviously never played the real feud, Jeff.
Yes,
never
yes.
played.
All right, so let's move on to Team Ewing. It's your turn, and Karen, you are up.
Okay.
Your category, if you want to accept it, is what? This is another survey. What are people's favorite title characters from Tim Burton films?
Favorite title characters from Tim Burton films.
Yes. So they should be title characters. So would you like to play or pass?
I say we play.
Okay. So why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go with Edward Scissorhands.
All right. Let's take a look. Is Edward Scissorhands up there? Man.
Oh, there it is.
The double. That's number one out of.
Can we get maintenance on that board?
Yeah. It's a old board, man. It's been a while.
One out of five. Okay. Moving down to Davey.
So the name has to be in the title?
Yes, this character needs to be part of the title.
Oh, did I catch that?
Title character.
Batman?
Show me Batman.
Boom.
Nice.
I knew I could count on you, Dave.
Do it.
Okay. Next person is Katie. Katie, looking for title characters of Tim Burton films that people like.
Corpse Bride?
Show me Corpse Bride.
That was a good answer. That was a good answer. Like bullshit. Bullshit board.
Yep. It was too off the list. Sorry. All right. Moving on to Matt.
I'm going to go with Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Show me Beetlejuice.
Well done, buddy. Woo!
You have 1, 2, and 3. You need 4 and 5. Greg, on to you.
I completely forgot. I'm pretty sure this is him. I'm going to go with the latest and greatest Alice in Wonderland.
Show me Alice. Sorry. Not on the list.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on to Karen. Back to you.
Ed Wood.
Show me Ed Wood.
Good answer. Number 4. So what's left on the board?
Number 5 is left, and that's it. And we're on to Davey. Team Huxtable, be ready to steal in case we get the third strike here.
So I'm assuming guessing the second Batman movie wouldn't be legit.
That would be correct. It's based on character.
It's got a name, you know. It's called Batman Returns. Gosh.
Oh, God. I don't know any other Tim Burton movies.
Answer?
I give up. That's my answer.
All right. That leaves it up to Team Huxtable for the steal.
Boy.
Oh, come on, guys.
You got Huxtables.
No more stealing.
All right, team, what do we think? All right. Team has spoken. We're going with Sweeney Todd.
All right. If it's up there, you get the points. Show me Sweeney Todd.
I'm so glad I listened to my team. I wanted to say Pee-wee Herman so bad, but
Herman was just under Sweeney Todd. You would have missed it, so that's a good thing.
Where was I thought Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was going to be up there somewhere.
That was last after Alice.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
So proud.
That one was worth 58 points. They got 81 last round. I calculated, so they're up 139 to 90 now.
Okay.
All right. So we move over to Team Huxtable. It is Race's turn to lead us off. All right. Your topic, if you choose to select it, is very similar to the Arnie one, but instead we're doing favorite performance by Natalie Portman. And this is movie-based, so you can give me the name of the movie if you don't know the character's name. So this is a performance that she did. Would you like to pass or play?
Can I ask my team?
Yes, you can always ask your team if you want to pass or play.
Okay. I think we'll play.
Okay. So why don't you lead us off? What are people's favorite Natalie Portman feature performances? Top five answers are on the board.
I'm going to go with the obvious Black Swan.
Show me.
Oh, if it's not on there now, I just.
The obvious is up there for number 2.
Nice.
All right, so moving on to Josh. We're looking for Natalie Portman roles.
Wait, I'm sorry. She's got to be the featured actress?
No, it was just a feature film performance.
Okay.
I would say V for Vendetta.
Good answer.
All right, show me V for Vendetta. Yes, up there at number 3. Okay, moving on to Lisa. Lisa, we're looking for performances by Natalie Portman that people like.
I'll say... Star Wars?
Need to be specific.
Oh, this is Princess Amidala?
What's what?
Princess Amidala? Is that her
No,
name?
I mean like which Star Wars?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's based on her performance, not her role.
Okay, Star Wars 1.
Good answer. All right,
show me episode 1. Sorry, that's not on there. Okay, moving on to John.
All right. Excuse me. I mean, I'm going to go with Garden State.
Show me Garden State. On there at number 4. Okay.
That was
Jeff.
Bullshit.
All right. I'm going to go with Star Wars Episode 3.
Show me Episode 3. No one likes Star Wars Episode 3. All right, moving on to Raisa.
Wasn't she in Beautiful Girls?
She was.
Would you like to guess that?
Yeah, I just want to guess that.
Okay.
Jim, give her the points.
All right, Team Ewing, be ready to steal if this isn't right.
Jim doesn't like that.
Beautiful Girls? Oh, I'm sorry. Not high enough on the list. Okay, so Ewing, you get the steal.
All right, this is... We're hearing a lot of the same answers, and I don't know. I got a bad feeling about it, but I don't have a better answer to give. We're going to go with Leon, or also known as The Professional, if that hasn't been said yet.
All right. Show me The Professional.
Yes!
Good job! Number one answer on the board.
I didn't have... Wow. I feel bad. I didn't have faith in it.
All right, so that leaves... Number five was unguessed. Let's take a look. Closer was number five.
Oh, we just...
All right, Joel, 48 points there, so it's, wow, it's 138 for the Ewings and 139 for the Huxtables. Amazingly enough.
This is a battle.
Okay. So moving on to Team 1 again, so the Team Ewing. Davey, you're leading off. And you know what? Let's double the points. We're doubling the points.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Double them. Double them up.
All right, so we're doubling the points this round. So, Davey, here's your topic, if you want to use it. It's kind of an interesting one, and if, for those of you that listened or was here last year, kind of reminds me of the Expendables question that Greg came up with last year. It's going to be, this is a factual one, what are the highest grossing sports movies, but I'm looking for the top six, like one from each of the top six sports. So there's not going to be multiple footballs on here or multiple boxing movies. It's going to be football, boxing, hockey, golf, basketball, and baseball. So those six movies will be on here.
Holy shit.
So each category. So would you like to pass or play?
What do you think, team leader?
I think we should, well, it's your call, but I think we should try it.
Sure.
Okay. So, Davey, we need one of the highest grossing sports movies based on a category. One of those six.
Oh, boy.
So much typing. There is furious typing.
Let's go with one of my favorites. It's probably not up there, but got to support Mr. Mark Wahlberg with Invincible.
All right. Show me Invincible. All right. There's a higher grossing football movie than Invincible out there. All right. So that takes us to Katie.
Is Glory?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Is Glory? Or what's the skating movie when...
Jesus,
sorry, Jeff, I can't
shut the hell up.
You can't concentrate with Jeff's craziness.
All right, say that again.
Miracle?
I still can't hear you.
Miracle?
Miracle. All right, showing Miracle.
Yes, God damn it!
Miracle is number five on the board, and it is the hockey one, so you don't have to worry about hockey movies anymore.
Quack. Quack.
Right. Yeah, quack. I was gonna say it.
That's what's going on our board right now. Everyone is just spamming quack on the
All right, Matt. It's up to you now.
Let's try the football one again and try Remember the Titans.
All right. Show me Remember the Titans.
Good pick.
All right. That is also not the highest grossing football movie. All right. Moving to Greg. Got two strikes. Team Huxtable, be ready to steal the 9 points.
I feel like I'm holding a lot of blame for this, too. A lot of blame for this.
Okay, there's not a whole lot of points available right now. So
that's a good point.
If it's stolen, it's not a lot.
All right, so hockey's been taken.
The worst thing you can do is get the number one answer and then allow the steal. So if you get one right, get the number six.
Right. I am kind of thinking that way.
Anyway, continue.
Number one grossing sports movie. I this is not going to be the answer. I'm gonna go with Happy Gilmore. I was thinking about doing. Karen put up an answer too that I was thinking about, but I'm going with Happy Gilmore instead.
All right, show me Happy Gilmore. Oh, sorry, that is not one of the answers. All right, time to steal, Huxbulls. What do you have?
Team, let's talk just about
don't
it.
Pick a hockey movie.
No hockey movie.
All right. That's what
I'm
you
not
got.
Saying fucking Space Jam. All right.
Space Jam.
God damn it.
Need an answer?
We're gonna go with Rocky IV.
Show me Rocky IV for the steal. Yes.
Nice job.
Boxing
oh
movie.
My God.
All right. You stole 18 points on that one. Let's take a look at our other answers.
18 points, thank God.
So that
yeah,
was
that
the
was
number
a disaster
answer.
Of a category.
All right, the number one answer, The Blind Side, the football movie.
Ah.
Number three answer, A League of Their Own for baseball.
Wow.
Number four, Space Jam for basketball.
No way.
And wow. The number six
team
answer
dominated this. We guessed all. Things.
Tin Cup for golf.
Oh, it was Tin Cup. I feel bad now. That was definitely one being thrown around.
Okay.
I'm so, come on, man. No Hoosiers, no air up there. Let's go, basketball. Space.
Yeah, people don't go see those movies, apparently.
Apparently, cartoons and whatever else you want is just the perfect.
Michael Jordan is a pretty big draw.
All right. So that was worth 18 points. So now they have a 19-point lead. And yes, that's even after doubling the points.
Yeah.
Continuing with the double round. Josh, you are up. Your question, if you choose to accept it. This is a poll question. Who is people's favorite female characters from a Quentin Tarantino film?
Wait, say that again.
Who are people's favorite female characters from a Quentin Tarantino film?
Mm-hmm. And we're allowed to skip this if we want to?
You can skip it once, but then you have to take whatever's next.
All right. Well, let me jump in with my team here and see if we want to play it or not.
Okay. What do you guys think?
We're convening. We're convening.
Team says here. I think pass on this one.
Yeah, I kind of lead toward pass too.
Okay, we're passing it. All right. So the question you have to take is another poll question. What are people's favorite 1980s films that made it into the IMDb top 250?
Okay. Oh, good Lord.
All right. So, 1980s films. Josh? Five around the board.
This is IMDb?
This is this IMDb rating?
Out of the top 250, what are people's favorites based off of the survey?
Oh.
So, qualify and then be rated favorite.
Okay. I'm saying Raiders of the Lost Ark. First and foremost.
All right, let's take a look. Show me Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yes, that is the number three answer. Okay, moving down to Lisa. What are people's favorite 1980s films that made the IMDb top 250 list?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Show me.
That's a good answer.
Ferris Bueller. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. Ooh. Didn't make the list. Okay, moving down to Cad.
I am awful with years. Ghostbusters?
Ooh.
All right. Let's take a look. Show me Ghostbusters.
Ooh,
all right. Wow. Also not on the list.
That one's right in my heart, John.
Yes. All right. Moving on to Jeff.
Empire Strikes Back.
All right. Show me Empire Strikes Back. Number one answer on
damn
the board.
It. Wow.
All right. Moving on to Raisa, working with two strikes here, so Team Ewing, you should be discussing possible steals.
It's all up to me.
It's all up to you.
The Goonies?
All right, Show me the Goonies. Sorry, did not make the list.
Oh,
good
boy.
Answer. Good
all
answer.
Right. So it's up to the Ewings to try and steal, otherwise Huxtables get the points.
Okay, well.
Greg, what does your family got?
Man, this is tough. I could totally play the villain because we've got... We're battling between E.T. or Back to the Future, and it's my team, my family is saying E.T., and I'm going to go with them this time. I fucked up before. I'm going with E.T.
All right. Show me E.T.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, E.T. Nobody likes E.T. apparently.
Oh, no.
All right. So the Huxtables get the points, and let's take a look at the rest of our answers. Number two on the board. Back to the Future.
I'm going to cry.
Number four. Princess Bride.
Wow.
And the next one. Die Hard.
Jeez.
So that is 44 points to Team Huxtable.
Yay, Team Huxtable.
Yay.
And we are moving on to Katie for Team Ewing.
This is intense.
All right, Katie, your question, if you choose to accept it, is the same question, but except for the 1980s. We're doing 1990s this time. What are people's favorite films of the 1990s that made the IMDb top list? Would you like to pass or play?
Let me favorite. Think for a second. Yeah, we'll play it.
Alrighty, so why don't you start us off? What are people's favorite 1990s films in the top 250, top six answers around the board?
Wow. Remember the 90s?
These are people's favorites?
People's favorites, but it also had to have made the list of the IMDb top 250.
Go with Encino Man.
I'll guess Titanic.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you that. What was that?
Titanic?
Show me Titanic. Sorry, Titanic was not on there. All right, moving on to Matt, looking for 1990s films that people liked and made the IMDb top 250.
I know this one was 90s, Forrest Gump.
All right, show me Forrest Gump. Yes, number four on our list. All right, moving on to Greg.
1990s movie that also made the top 250. That's voted people's favorites. I know it's 90s, but I'm just somebody having trouble with their microphone.
Sorry, that was me.
I noticed it's I'm gonna go with Lion King. Well, animated is allowed, right? And I think I might have made it on the
as
top.
As long as it makes the IMDb list. All right.
I still think it could make it.
All right. Show me Lion King. Sorry, not high enough on the list.
Bullshit.
All right, so that's two strikes. Moving to the third strike with Karen. Huxtables, be ready to steal.
Pulp Fiction.
All right, let's see if Pulp Fiction's up there. Show me Pulp Fiction. Number two. All right, that brings us to Davey. Looking for 1990s films that people liked and still made the IMDb list.
So I'm still confused, just on it made the 250 list and then they had to vote it their favorite.
Some asshole said it was their favorite.
Basically, they took a poll after the 250 was listed and said, okay, out of these 1990s films, which ones are our favorites?
Oh, I hope this is on there, but T2.
All right, let's take a look. Show me T2. Sorry, that was not on the list. And if it makes you feel better, it was the one just off the list.
Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Team Huxtable has a chance to steal.
Okay. We've got a couple here.
We have 32 points in play right now.
All right, we're going to go with Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, let's take a look. If you get it, you get the points. If not... Team Ewing retains. Show me Saving Private Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's was Fight Club on there?
Fight Club, I don't know. We'll have to take a look at the board. I haven't seen the answers. They're up on this board behind the screen. I can't read them. All right. So, number one, Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's a great answer. God damn
it. Yeah, that is it. I cannot think of that.
Fight Club.
Ah, fuck you,
number
team.
Number five. Goodfellas. And number six, The Matrix.
Wow.
All right. Wow. So we currently have 170 for the Ewings, 201 for the Huxtables. Moving on to Lisa, the last of our double round. Lisa, your topic, should you choose to accept it. Out of the top 15 highest grossing films for this year, what are people's favorites? Would you like to pass or play? Made a lot of money this year and people liked it. Weird.
What do you guys think? Sure, we'll go with it.
All right. So why don't you start us off?
Okay.
High grossing of this year and people like it.
What was one for this year? I don't even know.
Oh my God.
Jim, can you remind me how many answers we're looking for here?
Oh, sorry. Yes. There are top six around the board.
Okay.
How about what was when we went to go see?
You get an answer.
I'm totally drawing a blank. Oh,
sorry. Too much time. All right.
Teammate here is no help either.
All right. Up to John. John, high grossing movies of this year that people liked.
I want to point out that I didn't want to play this subject.
Very well. It has been noted in the record.
I denied Jim twice on this movie, so it's the only one that I know that really came out this year. But the new Muppets. The new Muppet movie.
All right, taking a look. Are the new Muppets up there? Oh, sorry. Muppets are not up there. Okay. That's two strikes. Team Ewing, be ready to steal the 0 points available. Jeff, why don't you go ahead and take a stab?
We'll knock out the Harry Potter right now.
Okay, let's take a look for Potter. Yes, Harry Potter, number one answer on the board. Okay, Raisa, your turn. Again, Team Ewing, be ready to steal.
I love hearing the chats going back and forth.
It's not a chat. How about Puss in Boots?
Okay, taking a look for Puss in Boots.
Brutal. Not up there. Brutal.
All right. Team Ewing, there's now 64 points up there now for the steal if you can come up with the correct answer. Otherwise, Huxtables get the points.
Okay, I think we're all completely in consensus here. We're going to go with Twilight, the Breaking Dawn one.
All right, let's take a look. Is Twilight up there?
Gosh, are you shitting me?
Go no. Team Huxtable!
Is this in America? Or like
apparently nobody liked the movie after they saw it, so they didn't vote it very high.
My God. Oh, no. Okay.
All right. So that makes it 265 Huxtable, 170 for the Ewings. We've got the last pairing, so we're going to do triple round for this round.
Ooh, John, love
triple points.
Triple points. Okay. So, Matt, your topic.
Do we not hear the answers?
Yeah, we're not going to hear the answers.
Oh, yeah, forgot about all the answers. There's just so many of them. All right. Number two, X-Men First Class. Number three.
Off.
Rise of the Planets of the Apes.
Awful.
Number four. Bridesmaids. Number five.
Damn it.
Captain America. And number six. Thor.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, back to Matt. Your category. Again, triple the points on this pairing. What are people's favorite Cate Blanchett performances? Would you like to pass or play?
Pass, please.
What's that? Pass?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Resounding vote for pass, okay. Yes.
All right, so passing that one, your new topic that you have to take are another poll
question.
Don't
fuck us, Jim.
I'll try not to. Good thing I
give it to him.
Put this in order beforehand. We're looking for, according to public opinion, the most iconic movie cops. Most iconic movie cops.
All right. Okay, so by iconic, is this like real world realistic cops or just cops in general?
Just the most famous, I mean, okay. I guess I don't know what you mean by realistic, but I mean, it could be comedies and stuff if that's what you mean. So.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So what's your answer?
Axel Foley.
All right, show me Axel Foley.
What?
Sorry, on the list, but not high enough. Did I tell you there's top five on the board? Top five.
Top five.
Yes. Brutal. All right.
So going on to Greg, looking for iconic cops.
So these are any kind of man of the law situation, like.
It's mostly like normal cops. It's not like, agents or, stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
It's more of your classic style.
Well, this has got to be up there. I'm definitely going with Harry from Dirty Harry.
All right, let's take a look. Is Dirty Harry up there? Number one answer on the board.
Good job. Okay, Greg.
Moving on to Karen.
I'm going to go with Elliot Ness.
Nice.
All right,
nice.
Let's take a look. Elliot Ness.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Elliot Ness was not up there. Moving on to Davey, iconic policeman.
I wanted this to be our team name. I'm going to go with John McClane from Die Hard.
Yeah, good answer.
Die Hard, by the way. McClane.
John McClane, number two.
Nice work.
Okay, Katie's turn, and you are working with two strikes, so Team Huxtable, be ready to steal.
I'm going to go with RoboCop.
All right, let's take a look for RoboCop.
Oh, no way!
It's not high enough on the list.
No way.
All right, so Huxtable, you have a chance to steal. What do you got?
So are we going with this?
that's a great way to start.
Are you sure?
I just got a not good. Not good.
So what do you guys
think? We're gonna go with the Bad Boys.
Alright. For the Bad Boys. If it's up there, you get the steal. If not, you ain't get the point. Show me the Bad Boys. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, fantastic.
Look at the rest of the answers. Number three, Lethal Weapon Cops.
Yeah.
Number four.
Either of them would have been a...
Correct. Yes, they were a unit in this poll. Okay. Number four, Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther.
Nice.
And number five, Lieutenant Frank Drebin from Naked Gun.
Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
All right.
I'm happy.
So that gives us a little math.
You're not the numbers guy, Jim. Take your time.
I know. All right, so that gives you 201 points, which is huge in the triple. So it gives you 371 versus 265.
All right.
Okay, we're going into the last round here.
This is intense. It's yours to win, guys, and you're right to lose.
They've got control. And John, it is your topic.
Hello.
If you'd like to take it.
Hello.
The topic is, out of the top 10 star meter directors from IMDb, who are people's favorites?
Can you tell us how the star meter thing works?
Like what that means? It's pretty much a popularity and like respect type of thing. So it would be the most popular and respected directors. And out of that top 10 list that they have, who did people pick as just their straight up favorites?
Okay. Still getting last minute. Jesus, they're putting it all on my shoulders. This is not cool.
Nobody wants to be the guy to take the blame.
But we're going to do it. Let's do it.
Okay, you going to play it?
Sure.
All right, so why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go with Tim Burton.
All right, let's take a look. Show me Tim Burton. That's number four out of the five. Number four out of five. All right. Moving on to Jeff.
I'll go with Peter Jackson.
All right, let's take a look. Peter Jackson. Oh, sorry, Peter Jackson did not make the list. All right, moving down to Raisa.
I'm going to go with Spielberg.
All right. Let's take a look. Show me Steven Spielberg. Oh,
whoa.
Sorry. Spielberg.
Wow.
Holy shit.
All right. Josh, you're up.
I'm going to go with Scorsese.
All right. Let's take a look. If not, Team Ewing, be ready to steal. Show me Scorsese. Number two on the list. All right. Stays alive. And Lisa. It's up to you. Looking for a director that people like.
Coppola.
Okay.
Good
looking
answer.
For
good answer.
Which one?
Shut up.
Francis Ford. That's a good point.
Shut up.
Hello. Sophia Coppola or Francis Ford Coppola?
Oh, Francis. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Show me Francis. Sorry. Francis Brutal. Is not on the list. All right. So that's our third strike. So Team Ewing, here's your chance Brutal. To seal victory. Otherwise, there's a lot of points out there. I haven't calculated. I don't know if they'll win or not. I have to do
All some right. math. All right. He's been a hot topic recently. He's out there. We're gonna go with your boy, James Cameron.
All right. Let's take a look. Is James Cameron answer. Up there?
No,
James Cameron. All right, show us number one. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Number three. Yep. Stanley Kubrick. And number five. David Fincher.
Wow.
All right.
Fincher.
Let's take a look at our score here. See if it's enough.
God.
I'll just apologize for the team ahead of time because G had the Fincher answer and was pushing it at us, and we pushed back at him.
It doesn't matter. Team one still has enough points.
No!
361. 10-point win.
Of course we won. We're the best team out there. The Ewings.
This is bullshit.
Hey, you guys got the softball of Arnie rolls, and then Axel Foley, as far as I'm concerned, is still under protest.
Keep it civil, people. Keep it civil. We don't want to see any fist fights on the feud. Don't want to see. We just came together to have a fun trivia day.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed hosting. The questions were actually extra easy this year, so I found a good source with the IMDb stuff.
Oh, don't leak your sources, Jim. Don't.
I mentioned it every question.
I know
what to study.
Greg's a cheater.
I know what to study next time. No, that was fun. That was a blast, and I hope everybody that was involved and everybody listening had a good time. It's always a pleasure, and even though I'm even under the weather here, it's been a great time. It's been a fun year, and I get like this is it. This is you guys are gonna be hearing this probably just before Christmas, and we'll be doing another podcast before the New Year's, but. Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. Everybody here, your families, and everybody listening. It's always a pleasure. You guys have a good time. Yeah, everybody had a fantastic time. Jeff, I'm sure you're, bury the hatchet, right? Bury the hatchet?
Yeah, whatever.
It's a new hatchet now. It's a new hatchet.
Congratulations to the Ewings. You guys, you're into something.
Yeah, it was a great game. So close, 10 points.
Jim,
so.
What was the topic if I would have passed on that one?
Ooh.
It would have been... do I want to tell you? Because I might need this topic.
Oh, no.
I think I'm gonna hold it. I might need it next year.
All right.
Oh wow.
yeah.
Wow.
Taste it.
It was still a directorial type of topic, so I'll give you that much.
Awesome.
To make everyone feel better, the Lions just got a safety.
You put another fantastic quiz together, James. Thank you, and I'm sure everyone else appreciated it as well.
Well, yeah, I'm glad everyone had the time to come out and enjoy it, and I hope people listening at home enjoyed it. Thanks for stopping by.
Jeff, the Huxtables, well done. We'll see you guys next year, maybe. Be back.
Congratulations to Team Ewing.
Yeah, and thank you for the Ewings. And again, always thank you for the live listeners. Everybody, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and we will see you before New Year's. But a Merry Christmas to your family, and enjoy your day. The Richard Dawson's Family Feud Movie Hour. Catch you next time.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You sound good. What are you talking on?
I'm just on my phone.
You sound fantastic. It's a fantastic phone. You should keep it.
Wonderful.
It's a keeper.
But
do you have Siri?
Oh, and she disconnected just like last time. that's not good. Race is back.
Oh, yay, and there's no more sound.
Yes. I kind of miss it, yeah. I kind of miss it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Everybody's favorite. Not much.
Hi, Josh.
Lisa, what's going on?
Not much. How's it going?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like about $150.
Dude, I feel like $151.
Did I say 150? I meant 152.
Nice.
computer.
Sounds.
Yeah.
Family Feud 2 rings
Hello.
In.
Karen, what's up?
Not much. Just
Whoa,
watching
sweet.
The pack choke.
You bet it. You betcha. Katie, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
I do.
Yeah, you sound like a cornucopia.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, we should do a video conference.
Oh, God.
I'm bare-chested right now. My hair poked out. Guys with...
Genius.
Three, two, one. Merry Christmas, everybody! Yay! That was good.